When it comes to the other Yom Tovim, we feel that we're completely swept up in the preparations. But when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which in many ways is the highest of all the Yom Tovim, aside from, of course, the practical preparations, but when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to Sukkah, Seder, we don't have. We're preparing for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Kabbalah Satara. And the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Tzenu Re'ena B'nai Sion, to go out and see B'nai Sion, daughters of Yerushalayim, B'melech Shlomo, the beauty of Shlomo HaMelech, and see Ba'atari She'itra Lo'ima, the crown that he's been crowned by his mother, Yom Chasunasai, Yom Simchas Liva, in honor of his wedding, and the day of the rejoicing of his heart. So Chazal say, Yom Chasunasa, the day of the wedding, is Matan Torah, is Shavuos. It's called the day of the wedding, Shavuos. And the Zohar HaKadosh says regarding this Chasana, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Knesset Yisrael, the Zohar HaKadosh says very great and wondrous things. Translated from the Aramaic into the Hebrew, the Zohar says, Tochazi, come and see. Bo'u re'ei. B'nai Yisrael, kishahoyi b'mitzrayim, hoyi b'shusa sitra'acha. That when B'nai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, we were in the reshusa of the sitra'acha, we were under the sovereignty, the control of the other side, the side of impurity. And we were entrapped in impurity and tuma, like a woman during a time that she is tumeya, that she is impure. The Zohar goes on and says, "Usvartan lachem, the counting of sfir saimer." The counting of the 7 weeks corresponds to the woman who is a nida, who is waiting and counting to the time that she can go to the mikveh, the Torah says. So Am Yisrael counts 7 weeks, as the woman counts 7 days. V'lama. So the Zohar says why. So that the Jewish people will become purified in the great, exalted, and holy waters of the Torah of Shavuos. V'acharkach b'chag haShavuos yizku lovo l'ischar b'melech. And we purify ourselves during these 7 weeks that we count, so then we'll be able to become one with the king. L'karbo l'staros and receive the Torah. The Zohar goes on and says, Kach Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon said, When the great disciples of Rabbi Shimon and the colleagues of Rabbi Shimon gathered together with him on that night of Shavuos, Rabbi Shimon would say to them, Novo l'sakein es hatachshitim shel hakala. Let us together prepare the adornments, the special clothing and the adornments of the Kala. Shehi HaShechina. And the Kala is the divine presence, is the Shechina. Kedei shetimotzi lemorcha be'eis ha'yichud mekushetis b'tachshiteha. So that tomorrow, the first day of Shavuos, she should be encrowned and adorned as a Kala. So then she can be brought up in a proper way to her husband, to the king. It's a little bit, just a little bit of what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh about what it means to come to Shavuos as the Kala that's coming to the Chasan. Now you know that we have the whole Sefer Shir HaShirim. This is a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Tzenu Re'ena. But we have the whole Sefer Shir HaShirim. that's about that relationship of Chas Nakala. Maimon Har Sinai is the Nisun, is the Chuppah, the Chasna, Chasna and Kala. And you all know that one of the greatest questions regarding that Chasna, regarding the Chasna of Maimon Har Sinai, one of the greatest questions is that it says in Torah, V'yoytze Moshe Sa'om L'Krasa Elokim, the Moshe Rabbeinu had to bring us to Hashem. And we stood at the foot or beneath the mountain. And you all know what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Melamed, Shakofa Kashbrochu, Esahar Kigigis, that Hashem Yisbrach held the mountain overhead like a barrel. But Amalahem said, Imatamakabal Matari, if you receive the Torah, Mutov, then it's good. But Vim Lav, Shom Tehek Varaschem, but if not, you're going to be buried over there. So this jarring contrast between the romantic atmosphere, the mood of the Chasan and Kala by the Chuppah of Har Sinai to suddenly being threatened and the mountain being held over our heads. This is a question that Tosfos deals with over there in the Gemara. The tzaddikim, each one in his own way, the Maharal, the Meshech Chochma, the Balatanya, all the tzaddikim discuss this. Each tzaddik in his own way. That how could it be? If this is the chasna, this is the chuppah, and the chasna kala are so in love with each other, that Am Yisrael said, Nasev and Nishma, we're ready, we're here for you. Then why the coercion? Why the mountain over our heads? That's the big shuas question. I mentioned in shul a number of times that Rav Naftali Rapshitzer pointed out over here regarding this question, this issue of the mountain over our heads. That you know that Chazal taught us that before beginning a shir, the Rebbe should begin with a milsa de b'dichusa by saying a joke, by saying something humorous to open the hearts of the students, and then afterwards they can learn with great intensity. So the Holy Rebbe Naftali Rapshitzer asked, the greatest shiur that was ever given was Maimon Har Sinai, was Shavuos, was Kabbalah Satara. That was the greatest shiur that was ever given. Hashem gave us the Torah, that was the greatest shiur. So it must be that it was the greatest joke that was ever told, must have been told before. If you're supposed to say a joke before any shiur, then it must be before the greatest year would be the greatest joke, no? So Naftali Rapshitzer was very funny. And he said a very deep word. Naftali Rapshitzer said that this was the joke. That when Hashem said, I'm going to drop the mountain on you, and everybody got so scared, then Hashem just said right away, I'm just kidding, I would never do that. I love you, I would never ever drop a mountain on you. Just joking. But it doesn't sound like a joke. It sounds serious. So listen carefully. What I'm going to talk about now is a very big yisoid in Yiddishkeit. It's also by way of trying to convey the deep feelings that I have of gratitude to Hashem and the tefillah that I'm offering up to Hashem as a shul, we embark a new part of our journey. Some of you might have know about this. Some of you might not know about it. Our intention to open up a Beis HaMedrash, a Mechina, a very special new world of Torah. Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, Hashem's Kala. Knesset Yisrael is called Ra'ayoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Araya means a number of things. This again we see in Shir Shir. Achoisi ra'ayosi. Ra'ayosi means, in this context, a companion, a dear, beloved companion. Achoisi ra'ayosi. Hinach yofa ra'ayosi. You are so beautiful, my beloved. Ra'ayosi. Mum einayach yonim. Your eyes like the eyes of a dove. Mum einbach. You're perfect. So the first meaning of the word ra'aya, the one that we're most familiar with, is a lashon of reyus, of deep, deep friendship, of intimacy, of companionship, of love. Sameach tesamach, reyim ha'ahuv. Sameach tesamach, reyim. B'shaverbach is reyim ha'ahuv. Under the hook, on b'shaverbach is beloved companions, the chasen and kal. Chazal say, chaviv in Yisrael, that the Jewish people are so beloved, so dear to Hashem, shenikru reyim, were called Hashem's companions. His soulmate, kivyoch, as it says in the pasuk, leman achai, virei'ai. Leman achai, virei'ai. Hashem's book says on us, such a lashon, leman achai, virei'ai. So that's the first meaning of the word ra'aya, reish ayin yud hei. But we're taught that there's a second meaning, that ra'aya is a lashon of ro'e, reish vav ayin hei, which of course means a shepherd, but more literally it means the one who takes care of the other, a caretaker. Now the shepherd we know, kivakoros roe edro. Hashem is our shepherd. Hashem roi lo echsar. Hashem watches over us as the shepherd watches over his flock. Chazal say beferish mahu ra'ayosi. So what does it mean then when Hashem describes us as his roe? Resh vav ayin hay. What does that mean? So Chazal say mefarnesasi hay. It's an astonishing thing. Hashem says, Ra'ayosi, you are the one who provides me with my sustenance. Hashem says that to us, that kivyochel, we are considered by him to be his ro'eh, his shepherd, meaning the one who provides for him, the one who watches over him, the one who sustains him. And the truth is that there are two chalokim, there are two parts, two roles that the Raya Ha'ahuva, that every wife is called upon by Hashem's Baruch, by the Torah, two roles, and both of them are challenging. Two roles of the Jewish wife, that she's called upon by the Torah to enter into, to take upon herself. The husband has his responsibilities. But the Gemara tells us in Ksuvah's Mishnah, the Gemara, that the first inyan of the roe, the first role of the woman, of the wife, is liyofi, is her beauty. Meaning, that relationship of ra'ayosi, of my beloved. And the second is Sheva Malachas Ish Ois Alabayla. The Chazal enumerate the responsibilities that a wife has to take care of her husband, of the home, the different chores. And although things might have gotten easier in our times in certain ways, these are still responsibilities and they're very challenging. The seven Malachas that Ish Ois Alabayla. Insofar as our relationship with Hashem is concerned, the first word of the Torah is Bereishis. And the Tzaddikim say that Bereishis has the letters Rosh Bayis. That means that Hashem is Baruch is the Rosh Bayis, is the Balabas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. This world is his house. The purpose of creation, Hashem is Baruch revealed to us, is Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Leizbaruch Dira B'Sachto. That Hashem created all worlds in order to have a dira, a dwelling place, an apartment, a dira, in this world. And Hashem is the Rosh Bayis. And this world, the Torah begins with the Bayis, the Bayis, the Bayis. This world is just, is Hashem's Baruch's house. And he's the Rosh Bayis. And Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, are the Akeres Abayis. That Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us as his bride and as his wife. And with the Akeres Abayis, and the two roles that the woman has, that the Jewish people have in this bias of Hashem, is first of all, there are seven melachas, the seven melachas. If we're described as the one who sustains, kivyachol, the Shechina in this world, we're like the shepherd that watches over the Shechina in this world to take care of, to support our husband, kivyachol Hashem. The seven melachas correspond to the seven midas that we just went through during this, that we're going through during this Sviyos HaOmer, that we were talking about before, the 7 weeks, the 7 days. The seven midas, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. And that's the wife's job, Knesset Yisrael's responsibility, to engage these seven ways, to activate, and to the best of our ability to perfect, these seven midas of Chesed and Gevurah, what each one means, not going into now, but to strengthen ourselves in these seven melachas, in these seven midas, in order to drive the darkness out of Hashem's home, in order to make this dira of Hashem, alech de gedir, like the Tzaddikim Chabad would say, especially Lubavitcher Rebbe, we'll say later, should be alech de gedir. Not just that it should be a place where Hashem lives, but it should be a beautiful, beautiful home. The same way that every woman wants to see the house beautifully decorated and taken care of and clean. So too the Jewish people are Isaac in this world in the seven malachas. And the seven midas of our lives are needed and are used in order to make the Rosh Habayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his dira, pleased. Tavnachas, that's the tachlis of creation. And just as everybody here knows that those seven malachas, without going to them right now, the seven shores of the wife, that the job of every mother, of every wife, is very, very hard, and is filled with all kinds of nisyonos. I remember when we lived in Farakwa, there's a wonderful, very highly educated woman that she was once wearing a sweatshirt. She had the kids pulling at her, and Baruch Hashem, the children were pulling at her skirt, and her shape was falling off and all over the place, and she had this thing that said, "For this, I had to get a degree." You know, it's like in a, remember? Something like that. I was lost. For this, I went to college. The nisyonos of running a home, of taking care of a home. There are many that try to abdicate them, appoint others to do that, if they can afford it, or Pesach is a mass exodus, not from Mitzrayim, but to Mitzrayim. They try to leave the home. But it's just a symbol of the nisyonos that Hashem's wife has in this world. He's appointed us and placed us in charge of making this world a world that is ready for him. And there are unbelievable challenges, internal challenges, struggles that each one of us has in our own hearts and our minds to try to remain good, positive, to try to remain faithful, and loyal to that responsibility of being Hashem's wife. And there are many bizyonos that we've suffered. And the world is jealous. And the world despises the one who was chosen by Hashem as his wife. And Hashem says about us in Eishes Chayil, because Eishes Chayil is about that relationship. And after a hard week, and especially after the woman prepares for Shabbos, Hashem Yisbarach turns to his Eishes Chayil and says, "Ah, Eishes Chayil miyimsa." Hashem says, "I have the best wife in the world." Just like every one of your husbands, if you're zayich to be married, each one of you should be happy and safe in your home. That your husband can say, "Ah, Eishes Chayil miyimsa. Botach bolev baila." Is there any more beautiful thing that Hashem could say about us? Botach bolev baila, that our husband Hashem trusts us, that we'll do our best to do what we have to in this world, with all of mitzvahs, all of the laws of the Torah, their isis and their abundance, all the halachas, what we're allowed to see, what we're not allowed to see, what we must do, what we're forbidden to do. It's very hard. These are the seven halachas. But Botach Balei Baila means that Hashem trusts us. In his heart, he trusts us that we can do it. And every Friday night, each one of us has to hear Hashem saying to us, Eishes Chayil miyimsa. Each one of us has to try to hear that. Hashem saying, "You mamish the best bride. L'cha doid l'kas kal, all of Shabbos. Especially Friday night." So that's one role that Knesset Yisrael, the Roeh, the shepherd, the one who is the caretaker, that Kivyoch, we're the caretaker of Hashem Yisbach in this world. Kivyoch. But there's a second role, and that's not so much as a wife, not so much as a wife, but more as a woman. And that is the lashon of Achoisi Ra'ayosi. And Ra'ayosi means to have a very deep, personal, and intimate life, a relationship with Hashem Yisbarach Kivyachol. In that world of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, of Achoisi Ra'ayosi, in that world of Hinach Yofer Hayosi, where Chazal say, Ein Isha L'Leyofi. There was a song that we used to listen to when we were in high school. It was written by a Jew. The words, it's not a Jewish song, but there was a sentence in the song, "I know a woman who became a wife." These were the very words that she used to describe her life. A woman who became a wife. And there are many, many women in this world who feel that their entire existence is just that first responsibility of being a caretaker, of being a wife. But of course, the ikka, the essence of that relationship is not the seven malachas. That's a responsibility. But the ikka, of course, is Yofat Rayosi, L'cha doid l'kas kal. The first meaning of the word Royer, which means Samech Tesamach, Reyim Ha'ahud, to be a dear and beloved friend, a companion, a soulmate. And in that respect, this world means nothing to a Jew. And Shlomo Melech said, Havel Havolim Hakol Hava, that when all of the housework is done and everything is clean and taken care of, at the end it's only that intimacy of the king and the queen of the Chasan HaKala alone. There's a Torah from Rav Leib Eger. It's hard to even say it over, and I'm not going to say it over now. Just one sentence, a thought that Rav Leib Eger shares with us. When he says, Zachartil Chesed Nareich, the Navi Yirmiyah says, I remember Zachartil Chesed Nareich, Ahavas Klul Asayach, the love of Klul Asayach, of Chasen and Kal. Lechtach Acharai B'Midbar. When you came after me, you followed me into the desert. Rabbi Leibel Eger brings a pasuk in Navi that says that in the end, when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to bring us back to the desert first. We're going to go together with him in the desert. And Rabbi Leibel Eger says, because there's nothing else that exists in that place. It's empty, it's desolate. He says it's like the Chasna Kal going to the Cheder Yichud, no one else is allowed. It's a place of complete, complete privacy and intimacy. That's the world that the Zohar Kodesh is talking about. When he makes the comparison between the weeks that we count, the 7 weeks that we count, to purify ourselves, to prepare, to meet the King, the Rosh Bayis, to be alone with the King on Shavuos morning, and the 7 days that are counted for the woman, by the woman of Asafel Hashivas Yomim, to end that period of impurity and to go to the mikveh. All of that is to prepare for that reality of Sameach Tesamach Reyim Ha'ahuvim. And the truth is, and here I would need more time to explain this, the truth is that these two bechinas, these two roles, the one of the wife and the one of the woman, really correspond to the Ovis. Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu were the beginning. And they engaged primarily in the 7 melachas, the digging of the wells. Be'er Sheva corresponds to the 7 midas. And Avram Avinu was compared by Chazal to a friend of the king who was Meir Samavuas HaAfelos, who carries a lantern so that the king can find his way around the palace that's dark. And Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Avinu, the Ikka of Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Avinu, is to begin that role of the wife, of the Jewish people who would carry a lantern in this world through our observing Torah mitzvahs, so that the king, Kivyochel, can find his way around the dark alleyways of this world, so that he could have a dear of Betachtonim, a dwelling place amongst us. But Yaakovina was something else. So Abmavina Mishravina, the Iker is Rayosi Mefanasasi, the caretaker, the shepherd. Yaakov Avinu, from the beginning, in Ishtam Yosef Aholim, was hidden away. He is the one, and only one, the Chazal say that Shurfre the Yaakov, the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, is compared to the beauty of Adam Arishan, the beauty of the Kala, of the Shechina. Whereas Avraham Avinu had his Yishmael, because in this world, there are many, many tests and challenges, and there are things that go wrong. And there are Yishmaelim in the world. And Yitzchak Avinu, who was working so hard, he also had an Esav. And the wife has difficulties and days that are very challenging. The children. But Yaakov Avinu, Mitos HaShleim. Yaakov Avinu's children were all holy and pure. Because Yaakov Avinu is the Yisod HaYichud, is that Yichud of Chasen and Kala, the Loshen of Re'ayosi, Re'yim Ahuvim. And therefore, on his deathbed, his children gathered around, and they said, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael meaning Yaakov. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Chazal say that they told Yaakov, they told their father, Kishem Shein Belib Chel Echad, Kach Ein Belib Beino Ela Echad. Echad. Ein Belib Beino Ela Echad. That means that you're the only one. It's referring, it's hinting to Hashem. There's nothing else in our hearts, there's only you. So Yaakov Avinu represents the second aspect of the relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The primary one, therefore, Yaakov is the Bechir HaAvos. Therefore, he's the chosen one of the Avos. Because Yaakov Avinu is that world of Achaisi Ra'ayos, of Yichud, of the unity, of the intimacy, of the Cheder HaYichud. There's nothing else in the world. There's only me and you. It's the Chasna Kala. After they leave the Chasna and the hundreds and hundreds, now thousands of guests. And at the end, it's only Aniva Ata. It's only the two of them. That's the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu. So in Mela now, we can understand what happened by the Chasna, by Kabbal Zatar Veshuas. On the one hand, the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments begin in a way that the words were heard by each and every Jew heard these words himself. They were spoken to each one of us. Anochi Hashem Elokecha was said in the singular, not Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm Hashem, your God. Ani va'ata, me and you. There's nothing else. Lo yilecha elohim acherim al panai. Don't you ever flirt with anyone else. Don't you ever turn your eyes to look anywhere else. Einayach yonim, like the dove. But the male and female only have eyes for each other. Anoich Hashem lakech leyilach el himachem al panai. That's the story, that's the secret of Reim Ahuvim, of Achaisi Rayosi, of Panim al Panim. Here there can't be anybody speaking on Hashem's behalf. Moshe Rabbeinu is not speaking. Hashem says this directly to each one of us. Anoichi lo yilach, emuna. And then the other dibros, the other commandments, correspond to the melachos of this world. And all the challenges, the nisyonos. So we can understand that as far as the yichud, as far as that role of being Hashem's wife is concerned, rather as being a woman, Hashem's wife, in that regard, we could understand that there, of course, there's no need to threaten. There's no need to hold a mountain over anyone's head. That's achoisi rayosi. It's romantic. It's deep. It's intimate. But when it comes to the other commandments, honoring parents, and so on and so forth, when it comes to the other commandments, those are the melachos that we do for Hashem in this world. And it's hard. And there we need to remember that there's a mountain that's held over our heads. It's a responsibility. And it's man's nature to shirk responsibility. It's man's nature to run away from being under a mountain. To run away from responsibility. To give responsibility to somebody else. Not to want to take responsibility for oneself. And therefore, in that respect, Kof Aleim HaKigigis, Hashem held a mountain over us. And he said to us, I know that sometimes you're going to feel that your Yiddishkeit is burying you. You're going to feel that way sometimes. Just like a wife often feels that her responsibilities are burying her between the house and the, and many of the women nowadays, especially who are working, and the carpools, and the PTAs, and then you feel like your mom is shum to hate for us, like you're being buried. So now let's return to the book of that love of Shir Hashirim. It says at the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Yishakenim and Yishikai Spiyum. Kiss me with the kisses of your lips, because your love is better for me, it's better to me, it's more delicious than wine. And there's a machlekes in Chazal, You know, on the test, we used to always have that part of me, Amar El Mi, right? Who's saying this to who? Yishakeinim in the Shikai's Pi. Mi Amar El Mi. That's tonight's question. Who's saying these words to whom? So one opinion says that Yishakeinim in the Shikai's Pi is that the Kala, the Jewish people, are asking Hashem, kiss me with the kisses of your lips. Yishakeinim in the Shikai's Pi. The other view says no. The Chasn is asking the Kala. So the Navi Amos, in the eighth parak, a part of this is a song, so the words will be familiar. Those of you who learn Tanakh will know this anyway, but even those who don't know this, know some of the words from the song. But the Navi says, Hine yomim boim ne'um Hashem. Days are coming. V'yishlachti rav ba'aretz. I'm sending a famine into the world. Into the land. Loi rav lo lechem. It won't be a hunger for bread. Loi tzom lamayim, and it won't be a thirst for water. Ki im lishmaya es divrei Hashem. Before Mashiach comes, there'll be a great hunger and a thirst to hear divrei Hashem. V'no mayim, v'no miyam, rather miyam ad yam. And everything will tremble and shake and move from the one ocean to the other. Umitzafen va'ad mizrach, and from the north to the east, yishoytetu levakesh is dvar Hashem. At the end of time, Jews, people will be wandering around, yishoytetu levakesh is dvar Hashem, to seek dvar Hashem, v'lo yimtzo. And they will be not, and people will not be able to find the dvar Hashem. So there's a machlokis, there's a difference of opinion in the Gemara and Shabbos. Akufla Merches. What is this Dvar Hashem that everybody is looking for at the end of time? And will be so hard to find. Lo Yimso. What is the Dvar Hashem? Lo Rav Lo Lechem Lo Tzom Lamayim. It's not a hunger for bread or a thirst for water. It's a longing to find the Dvar Hashem. So Chazal disagree. There's a machlokes. What is the Dvar Hashem? What's that referring to? So the Gemara says three possibilities. One says the Kates. What does Kates mean? It means the end. It means Gula. It means redemption. That everybody will be seeking, longing for redemption, v'lo yimso, and we're not finding redemption. It's not happening. So one opinion says the Dvar Hashem means gula. It means case, the end. That school of thought brings a possible. The Yesharimim, there's another view that holds that it's referring to a halacha. That at the end of time, people will be seeking to know what is the halacha in many areas, to know in a clear way. What's the halacha? And there'll be confusion regarding halacha at the end of time. And the third opinion says it's referring to nevuah, prophecy. So now we can understand, listen carefully. Yishakeinim in ishikai spihu. Mi amar el mi. Who's asking for this kiss? What are the nishikas? The answer is that there are two types of nishikas. There's a kiss that's called nevuah, prophecy. And there's a kiss that's called halacha. Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, at the end of time, those Jews who still remember are begging Hashem, Yishakeinim in the Shikai Spiyu, for that kiss of how it used to be at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, when Am Yisrael was filled with Nevuah, with prophecy. Hashem spoke to us and related to us in a very deep and intimate way. When we felt that we weren't just wives, we were women. That Am Yisrael was Hashem's woman. And there was that beauty, that Rayosi, Tamosi, they were Kruvim, that faced each other like a Chosn and Kala. There were miracles. There was David HaMelech. There was Shlomo HaMelech. There was Shir HaShirim. That period of the first Beis HaMikdash, of Torah Shebichsav, of the written Torah, all the way from the beginning of our relationship with Hashem till the Churban Bais reached into the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, our lives were defined by that relationship of intimacy, of Rayosi, of Reim Ahuva. Rav Kook called that period of time a time that was ruled by Ha'ideya Ha'elokis, the divine idea of Yiddishkeit. Dveikus. Every single Jew had a relative that was a Navi. Thousands upon thousands of Naviim. The Dvar Hashem, the Nevuah was filling our lives. There was great closeness and intimacy. That's one type of a kiss. And the Jewish people are longing for that kiss. Then there's a second kiss where Hashem is asking the Jewish people. The time of the second Beis HaMikdash was the time of the unfolding of Teresh Baal Peh, where the Jewish people after the Churban Bayis region felt lost. And the woman became in many ways a wife, a faithful and loyal wife that would engage in the seven malachas, all the detailed laws of Teresh Baal Peh, what it means to be a Jew, to take care of Hashem's house. Rav Kook calls this period of time that began in the second Beis HaMikdash as the Ideya Hadosis, which means the religious idea. And from that time Hashem asked us for the kiss of Teresh Baal Peh, that his Kala, HaKala, is the Oisias Halacha, HaKala. The same letters as Halacha, that the Jewish people, Hashem's wife, should serve him faithfully. During the long years that were to follow, mostly terrible, dark years of galus and sorrows. All the dikdukim of Teresh Baal Peh, ki tovim doidechem ayayin, Hashem says, that your love that you showed me by keeping Halacha despite how hidden I've been these years is more precious to me than wine, is more delicious than wine. Chavivim divrei sofer miyenus l'tayr. That Hashem says that the rabbinic laws are more dear to him than the laws of the Torah. Teresh Shebichsav and Teresh Baal Peh, the two kisses. Nevuah and Halacha. So here we are, Chavah, at the end of time. And the whole tzipia, the whole longing of the Jewish people, the Dvar Hashem that's called the Ketz. Remember, that's the first opinion, Geula, redemption. All we're longing for, we're looking for, is the third Beis HaMikdash. And the third Beis HaMikdash is when those two kisses will merge, will come as one. That's what Rav Kook explains, the two ideos, the two ideas. The divine idea, the intimacy of Rayosi, of my bride, of Reyim Ahuvim, of Ein B'li Beinu Ela Echad, together with the loyal and faithful wife that takes care of Halacha and lives with the seven Malachas, with those jobs that a Jew does for Hashem in this world. And some years ago on Shavuos, I spoke to you about the disagreement in Sanhedrin. The Gemara asks, for whose sake was the world created? And one opinion says it was created for the sake of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other opinion says it was created for the sake of David HaMelech. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the lawgiver, the Mechaykek. He represents that way of halacha. Yikov had din esahar, as Moshe Rabbeinu was din, is halacha. And David HaMelech shears with Tishbach. David HaMelech means that intimacy, that love of Tehillim, of song, of Reyim Ahuvim, of Shir HaShirim. In the end, the Gemara says that it wasn't created just for Moshe Rabbeinu, nor was the world created for David HaMelech. The world was created for Mashiach. Because Mashiach means, Geula means, the shiluv, the interfacing of those two worlds. The world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the world of the Vilna Gaon. The world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, whose Yahrzeit is Shavuos. Because the Baal Shem HaKadosh means, Chassidus means, the outgrowth of prophecy of Nevuah. It means that intimacy. It means that closeness, that relationship, that oneness. It means Dveikis, it means Kruvim, it means Einayach Yonim. That's what the Baal Shem Tov is about. That's what Chassidus is about. And there's a tremendous, tremendous, unbelievable, immeasurable surge in Am Yisrael looking for that kiss of the Baal Shem Tov, of that closeness with Hashem, of Dveikis Hashem. And there's a tremendous, great need to satisfy that relationship of being Hashem's bride, not just the wife, but a woman. And that's the world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That's Nevuah. And then there's the light of the Vilna Gaon of the Gra. And the disciples, the students, and the students of the students. That's the kiss of Moshe Rabbeinu. The kiss of Halacha. Look on the English page that you have. This is a translation from a letter that Rav Kook wrote to a great Mekubal, a Kabbalist who was his friend. By Pinchas Linta. This is a part of that letter. Look carefully at the words. In Hebrew, it would be much harder. In English, it's much easier. In the latter generations, all the conversations of the disciples of the Gaon Rebbe Eliyahu, the Vilna Gaon, taken together with the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, who were so diametrically opposed to one another in their day. And in that time, there was such a difference between a machlokes between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, between the world of the Baal Shem and the world of the Vilna Gaon. But Rav Kook says that in the latter generations, all the conversation of the disciples of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon, taken together with the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, who were so diametrically opposed to one another in their day, is very lovely to us. Not without toil and talent will there be created an entire literature that will have the capability of stitching together these tears in the spirit. But how precious will be the product that results from this work, which will be the actual stitching together of the nation with a clear aspiration to her central goal, return to her strength in her land. The fusion of those two worlds, of the Baal Shem Tov, of Pnimius HaTorah, the way of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the way of the Ariya Kodesh, and the revealed Torah, the way of Halacha, the way of Gemara. In another letter, which I did not photos that here, in another place in his writings, Rav Kook writes, I'll just read you the English, the spirit of revival, Ruach HaTchiyah, that Rav Kook always spoke about, the spirit of revival pulsates within us as these two forces reaffirm their claim. These two forces, the two kisses, the two ways, the Rayosi, the bride, the wife, the shepherd, as these two forces reaffirm their claim. Let us welcome the divine spirit, the reappearance of Eliyahu and prophecy once the conditions are ripe in harmony with the insights of Gemara and systematic study. This is the foundation of the new Beis Medrash that we're trying to work to establish here. We're calling Emek HaMelech, the depths of the King. The fusion of these two worlds, preparing for redemption with Yishakenim and the Shikos Pihu, with the two kisses of Nevuah, of prophecy, of Chassidus, and of Halacha, Torah Shebaal Peh. The time of the conflict, of the separation, has ended. And the Kates, the Geula, means that the world is desperately searching for the Dvar Hashem. Lo Rav Lelechem, Lo Tzom Lamayim. Kiim L'Shmoyah is Divrei Hashem. Divrei Hashem. And these are the Divrei Hashem. And when Rabbi Shimon would gather the students together there on the night of Shavuos, and he would say, Bo, let's come together in the Sakin Takshite Kala. Let's adorn the queen, the Kala. You know that we actually have a tradition of something very shocking. Forgive me, I'm going to go 5 minutes past the time. We start a little bit late. If you look on the Hebrew page, we're just going to do a few sentences. We have a piyut, we have in the Zmirus of Shavuos, from the great Paitan Rabbi Yisrael Najara, but there's actually a star Eusin and Tanoim, the same way that before going under the chuppah, the chasana kala, there needs to be Tanoim, by the tish, the conditions for them going under the chuppah. And this great Paitan wrote a nusach of Tanoim. Just let's read a few words and I'll tell you a story. If you're familiar with the Tanoim, usually the women are not there, only the two mothers come for the Tanoim. So maybe you're not so familiar with these words. Bez Hashem is Baruch L'mazel Tov. The Sfaradim say this on Shavuos, and many other Jews besides Sfaradim say this on Shavuos. Hamagid Mireshis Achris, who yitain Shem Toiv Asheris, Leila Divya Tanoim Vabris. The one who's the beginning and the end. Establish that there be these words of condition and of a covenant. Shnidru Vahusna Beishnei Atzdodim L'Shem L'Sefaris, the conditions that are agreed upon between the two sides. Da'ayin mitzad he'ochad yochidim yuchad bari kol. On the one side is the chosin. Yochidim yuchad, he'ochad yochidim yuchad. The one who's unique. Bari kol, the creator of all that is. Chochem kadmon, ilas ha'ilas. Ilas ha'ilas. The cause of all causes. Sibas ha'sibos. Ha'omid mitzad atzmo, who represents himself. No, he represents himself. Etzem kvoyde shen l'shay l'damas b'chol mine maros atzuras. Poshu b'tachlis apashtas. Ad ein soif, ad ein cheike, mitzad ha'sheni on the other side. Ali knesses Yisrael, the kala, the Jewish people. Kala krua b'ni'ima. The one who is called to, with great gentleness and softness. Ad teres tiferes, matronisa kadish d'ilimta, the crowning glory. The queen, the bride who is holy. Elimta Kadisha Shapirta, the holy and beautiful young woman. Yofa Kalavana, who is beautiful like the moon. Barak Echama, and so clear like the sunlight. Zorik Nitzoitznama, Viki Barak Leinayim. Bas Melochim, the Jewish people. Every Jew is a Bas Melochim. A daughter of royal lineage, a woman of royal lineage. Yerchse Aretz, we come from the Miuchosim, from the Ovis, from the Imahos. And we're still wearing the crown of that Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech, of David HaMelech, and of Shlomo HaMelech, of Malchus Beis David. Hermedes Mitzad Atzma, who represents herself. Etzem Elokus, that every Jew contains within him. Etzem Elokus, God himself. Soif Maisit Chlesam HaShav, Midas Malchus Kadishta, the holy mead of Malchus. Soif Teresh Shaba Alper. Shlomo Emuni Yisrael, all Jews who still believe in God and are faithful to Him after all of these years. Soif the Chaldarig and Kaddish, Beikrin the Chaldarig Mitzinaritz. It goes on to describe the Chosn, the Kala, and with the Chosn's Mechayiv himself to take care of us. Look at the last paragraph on the page. The Chosn and Al Hischayiv is Atzma Lahachnis Kolash Ahead Zalabor Viyotzev Osa Kol Amayna. Hashem has been Mechayiv himself. He obligates himself to give everything that he created to his Kala, and for the sake of his Kala, Ulaman HaTorah HaKadoshah, for the sake of the Holy Torah. K'mayisha Osa B'mayim Ben HaSinai. Here can Shemayim Shemay Shemayim, where he leaned down all the way from the highest heavens. Turn the page over. I have time, just... around the seventh line, third word. Yishchayv is Atzmalitain Sivilonis, Lizbal Knesset Yisrael B'chayimini Sivilonis, and he promised, he was Mechayv himself, to take care of what we need. The Chosin was Mechayv himself. Rabbanu Chaim is only that we should be able to get married and have children. And we should be able to live long, healthy lives. And to have parnasa. Hein ruchni v'hein gashmi. Both in a spiritual sense and a physical sense. And he promised that he would forgive us if sometimes we messed up. He promised us that he would forgive us. So we could be for him a holy nation, a nation of priests. Ad Seif Kladaris till the end of time. Levilti Hachlifim Bu'uma Hacharis. Hashem was Mechayiv himself, he obligated himself never ever to exchange us for another people, never to send us away. And he promised that he's going to bring us back to Yerushalayim, to the place of the palace of the capital city of Yerushalayim, our place. He promised us to give us crowns and beautiful clothing, Shabbos and Yontif clothing, and to give us all kinds of shefa and brachas and gifts for the kala, all kinds of gifts for Knesset Yisrael, nezems, all kinds of jewelry and precious things, and so on and so forth. And it goes on to say how the Kala has been mechayiv herself. A Kala Hanal is chayiv at the next page. It's atzma lahachnis kala shalom. Limsa levove v'nafshal hatoy v'lavoyda. V'tvekev chshuke b'tchilu v'chim. The Kala has obligated herself to give her life over completely to keeping the Torah and to davening and dvekes and to have a cheshik to try to have a longing for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And goes on to get dressed in beautiful clothing for Shabbos, and to keep the mitzvahs in a beautiful way, and to study the Torah day and night, and so on. So I'll end, I'll just tell you, this speaks for itself, but sometimes we feel that so many years have passed, and the same way in a marriage that over the course of years, sometimes the Kala feels that she's not as beautiful as she was under the chuppah, and therefore she doesn't have the same appeal in the eyes of her husband. She's not so beautiful. So every Shavuos I tell a story in the Holy Kuzhin Tzamagit Tzchus Yelenu, where there was a woman who came in crying to the Kuzhin Tzamagit. Now the Kuzhin Tzamagit didn't look at women. And he had his head to the side, and this woman came in crying that her husband left her. And the Kuzhin Tzamagit said, "Why did your husband leave you? Why do you think he left you?" So she said, "Because he doesn't love me anymore, because I've gotten old and I'm not beautiful and he thinks I'm ugly and I'm heavy and so on." She said all these things, and that's why he's left me. And since the Kuzhin Tzamagit didn't look at her, it wasn't an insult, but he said, "Are these things true?" And she said to the Kuzhin Tzamagit, "Heilige Rebbe, Holy Rebbe, I heard that you were so great and smart and wise. They're not true. But I know that he loves me because I remember how he looked at me under the chuppah, and I believe that he remembers that as well. And that in his eyes, I'm still that way. This is something that's wrong, but I'm still that way in his eyes." And the Kuzhin Tzamagit jumped up and he started to cry and he started to clap his hands and he said, "He's going to return to you. I promise you he's going to return to you." And he was crying. And after she left, she got that bracha. So the Kuzhin Tzamagit's son was there and he said, what happened? And all he could think of, the Kuzhin Tzamagit, was right before Shavuos, all he could think of was that when she was speaking about herself, that for some reason her husband had said some things to her where she felt this way, that over time she had lost her beauty and her appeal to her husband. Kuzhin Tzamagit said that sof kol sof, Shavuos time we remember. The chuppah, we remember the chasen. And we're able to be mechazek ourselves to know that he'll come back to us. Something is wrong, but he'll come back to us. And Dvar Hashem is the cage that we're waiting for. We should be zeichu all of us to be together with our families and all of Am Yisrael for that day. Of oid yishama be'arei Yehuda b'chusas Yishlam kol sasm kol simcha kol chasm kol kala. When the kates comes, the gulashna of the amitis. Amen.